Have you ever just felt like, where does all my money go?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you're earning it, you know, you're spending it, but somewhere in between it just vanishes.
Oof.
Like trying to grab smoke or something.
Yeah, it's this weird disconnect.
Totally. And that's what we're looking at today, this idea of really seeing where your money is going and getting that sense of control no matter how much you have.
Right. That feeling of, okay, I got that.
Exactly. And that's what makes tools like Firefly Third so interesting.
Yeah, Firefly 3 is all about giving you those clear insights into your finances and taking away that overwhelmed feeling that a lot of people have.
Right. And the cool thing is it's free and open source.
Totally.
So it's like your own personal financial command center, but you have all the control.
You're in the driver's seat.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to explore today, especially if you're just starting to get a grip on your money, you know?
Starting out can be tough.
For sure. For sure. Now, before we go any further, I want to give a shout out to SafeServer for helping make this deep dive into digital sovereignty happen.
Awesome.
They're all about hosting that puts you in control of your stuff, which really fits with what Firefly 3 does for your finances.
Yeah, taking back control of your data.
Exactly. You can find out more about them at https://www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so let's start with the basics.
Yeah.
You know, like, where does your money actually go?
Yeah, that's the first step, right?
It sounds simple, but it's really the foundation.
Well, if you don't know where it's going, how can you control it?
Exactly.
So Firefly 3 has this thing called full transaction management, and it's based on double entry bookkeeping.
Okay, now hold on. Double entry
I
bookkeeping.
know it sounds intimidating,
Yeah, a little bit.
but it's actually pretty simple.
Okay.
Imagine you buy a coffee, right? Single entry bookkeeping just says, okay, $5 left your account.
Yeah.
But with double entry, it says $5 left your checking account and went to your coffee expenses category.
Oh, okay. So you're getting both sides of the story.
Exactly. And that makes your records way more accurate. Makes sense. And what about people who work with different currencies? Like if they travel a lot or get paid in different currencies, can Firefly 3 handle that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's built to handle multiple currencies without any issues. So, like, if you have euros and US dollars, it can track everything in the right currency and give you a clear picture of your overall finances.
That's super helpful. Okay, so now we're tracking everything. But just thinking about typing in every single expense makes me tired already.
I know, right?
Is there an easier way?
Definitely. Firefly 3 has this awesome tool called the Data Importer.
Okay, tell me more.
Most banks let you download your transactions like in a CSV file.
Right.
And Firefly 3's importer just takes that file and boom, uploads it right into the system.
Oh, so no more manual entry.
Yeah. And you don't need to be a tech whiz to use it. It's super straightforward.
That's a relief. But those bank files can be messy. You know, the descriptions aren't always clear. So how does Firefly 3 make sense of all that jumbled information?
Ah, that's where the magic of the advanced rule engine comes in, especially for beginners.
Ooh, a rule engine.
Think of it like setting up little helpers that automatically sort your transactions based on keywords.
Okay, I need an example.
Sure. Say every time you buy gas, your bank statement just says like gas station payment.
Yeah, sounds about right.
You can set up a rule that says if it sees gas station, it automatically puts it in the fuel category and even adds a tag like car expenses.
Oh, wow. So it's like training it to understand your spending.
Yeah, and once you set those rules up, Firefly 3 just applies them to all your future imports, saves you a ton of time, and keeps everything organized.
I love it. Okay, so we've got all this data sorted, but how do we actually understand our spending habits? Just looking at a list of transactions doesn't tell you much.
Right, that's where Firefly 3's system of budgets, categories, and tags comes in.
Oh.
Think of them like different ways to label your money so it makes sense to you. You know, like you can set budgets for different areas, categorize expenses like groceries, rent, entertainment, or use tags to track specific things like a vacation fund or a home improvement project.
So it's really flexible. You can tailor it to how you think about your money.
Totally. And the Firefly Third folks, they even have a saying, name your poison. You choose the method that works for you.
I like that. And to make budgeting less scary, the Firefly Third docs, they even have this example of budgeting in Imperial credits on Tatooine.
Yeah.
It just shows that the principles are the same no matter what you're budgeting for.
Exactly. All right. So you've been tracking your spending for a while. You're probably wondering what patterns are emerging. How can I see the big picture?
Yeah, like where's the bulk of my money going each month?
That's where the informative reports feature comes in. You can see your spending broken down in all sorts of ways by category, by tag, over different time periods, weekly, monthly, yearly, you name it.
Oh, cool. So you can actually see those trends.
Exactly. You'll start to notice things like, Oh, I'm spending way more on eating out than I thought, or my grocery bill is always higher in December.
That's so helpful for actually changing your habits.
For sure. And you can also use the reports to audit your accounts. You know, go through the lists and see if there are any errors or weird charges.
Right, like double checking everything.
Yeah, and you can compare your spending to your budgets or across different tags to see if you're on track with your goals.
Love it. So now you've got this really clear picture of your financial life. And one thing I really like about Firefly 3, and it ties in with what SafeServer is all about with digital sovereignty, is the self-hosting aspect.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Can you explain what that means for someone who's not super techie?
Sure. So self-hosting basically means you run the software on your own computer or server instead of using some company's online service.
Okay.
Think of it like storing important documents in a filing cabinet at home versus putting them on some shared online drive.
Got it.
So with Firefly 3 being self-hosted and isolated, your financial data stays private. It's on your own system, not floating around some company servers.
So it's all about control and privacy.
Exactly. You're in charge.
Love it. Now for the more tech-savvy folks out there, Firefly 3 also has this JSON REST API. What's that all about?
That's more of an advanced feature. It lets other apps and systems talk to your Firefly 3 data.
Okay.
So you can customize things and integrate it with other tools you might use. But for beginners, the main features are all you really need. It's super user-friendly.
Awesome. And getting started with Firefly 3 seems pretty accessible too, right?
Totally. They even have a demo website where you can try it out without installing anything just to get a feel for it.
Oh, that's handy.
And if you decide you want to use it, you can install it on your own server. Or if you're familiar with Docker or similar platforms, you can use those too.
So there are options for everyone, from beginners to tech wizards.
Exactly.
And what if someone gets stuck or has questions? Is there support available?
Oh, absolutely. Firefly 3 has a really active and helpful community. There are online forums, chat channels, and bug reporting systems where you can ask questions, share tips, and get help from other users and the developers.
That's great. So you're not alone if you need a hand?
Not at all.
So it sounds like Firefly 3 is a really powerful but also easy to use way to take control of your money with a big emphasis on privacy, and you can really personalize it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it.
So for someone who's just starting to think about managing their money better, what's the key takeaway?
It's that understanding and controlling your finances doesn't have to be scary or complicated. Firefly 3 gives you a free and private way to see exactly where your money's going, organize your spending how you like, and get insights into your habits.
And it helps you make better decisions without feeling overwhelmed.
Exactly.
So if you're ready to get rid of that fuzzy feeling about your finances and get a clear picture of your money, I definitely recommend checking out Firefly 3.
Yeah, go for it.
Head over to firefly-3.org to try the demo and read the docs. It could be the tool that finally helps you feel in control of your money.
Imagine having that clear private view, knowing where your money is going, and making smart decisions.
That's what Firefly 3 is all about. And huge thanks again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive and for highlighting the importance of digital sovereignty.
Thanks, SafeServer.
If you want to learn more about taking control of your digital life, visit them at https.www.safeserver.de.
Good stuff.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Firefly 3.
See you next time.